This recording, Connecticut 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Come and Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, I was born in Hartford, Connecticut, and until age 4 we lived in a 3-family on Kent Street in Hartford, Connecticut. And then when I was 4 years old, we moved to West Hartford, where I attended elementary school within walking distance of my home, and then junior high school also within walking or bike difference from my home. And thereafter, the old William H. Hall High School in West Hartford Center, which was more difficult to get to. I can't remember how I got there before I had use of a motor vehicle. I can't remember whether I walked or I rode a bike or how, frankly. Went to Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire. And I went to Columbia Law School in New York City. And then after that for 3 years. And after that to NYU Graduate School of Law, where I got an LLM in taxation. Then I came back to Hartford to practice law. My family has always lived in Connecticut to the best of them. No, I'll take that back. My father was born in Philadelphia. When he married my mother, who was a Connecticut lady from an immigrant family, and she lived in her younger days, she lived on a plantation, a tobacco plantation, in the Ellington, Vernon area of Connecticut. She and my father married. They lived in Hartford, as I say, on Kent Street. Yeah, the rest of my father's family are always Philadelphia people. They always spoke with a pronounced Philadelphia accent. My father, however, I never heard any accent in him at all. To my ear, it never sounded as if he had a Philadelphia accent whatsoever.